Welcome, herzlich willkommen, to this this encounter as part of Interland, the Eyes of the Lighthouse, as part one of our show here at Cornell College. And we're very pleased to organize this encounter for Observatorio d'Italia. Last video met was kindly agreed to join us today. Just a few words. Salvatore is a photographer based in Switzerland, should we say? He's Italian, and perhaps that's something that we also might touch upon in his series and his practice here in Switzerland. He's participated in numerous exhibitions in the past few years, from St. Petersburg to J-Core, and he's just come back from China. And I think you also have a solo show in Krakow coming up soon at the end of June. Should also add perhaps that he's the editor-in-chief of Yet Magazine, which is a Swiss-based photographic magazine that showcases works in a contemporary photographic field. So to talk about his practice, we are pleased to have Lars with us. Lars is a writer and curator with a background and particular interest in social anthropology. He has and a particular interest in photography as well, and the medium's relation to the various regimes or modes of representations. He's also served as photo editor in a magazine, particularly the Geo magazine, which was a handle NYC mag, and was Europe-based magazine, the Zeitschrift der Kultur. Has also, I'm not going to go into the whole list of exhibitions, but you were also recently the chief curator of the Krakow Photo Month, that was
2016.
So many thanks, Lars, for joining us today. Just perhaps for those of you who just discovered the show here, Interland is an exhibition in two parts. He has a lighthouse, Grown as a Robber. In this first part, we look at the changing relation to territories, in particular to our relation to nature and cities in the age of increased interconnectedness that is related to our global era. So perhaps just to get us started, Salvatore's work is here, of course, it's just on our left. We've entitled the talk on Seen Unseen, which itself echoes the metaphor of the figure of the lighthouse that serves us in our inquiry here. The Seen Unseen here in the series looks at the return of the wolf. The return of the wolf in Switzerland, although I think there's a point here that we might talk about so Europe more generally, but perhaps Salvatore, if you could tell us a little bit about the history of this project. It was also showcased in the Financial Times in an article and accompanied by a documentary journalistic essay written by Ralph Atkins. Perhaps can you give us a sense a little bit of the project and also the images that we see here, because it's part of a larger series that you've chosen for us to show in Italy.
Yeah, that's very interesting because this is a body of work that I did on a commission for the Financial Times in last summer, so 2017. That's very interesting because usually, you know, when you work on commission, you really aren't free to do whatever you want, or it's a little bit less artistic approach. But in this case, for the topic itself and the sort of complexity of the topic, also because it's about the return of the wolf in Switzerland, but the possibilities to find wolf were almost zero. the photo editor really trusted me and said, go there and do whatever you feel like doing. And this is an opportunity that doesn't happen very often, at least from my experience, it didn't happen very often to me. So I went there and I did what I felt like doing. So I tried to sort of approach it with my usual practice that I use for my other more personal projects. So for me it was more about, rather than documenting something, rather documenting the situation that was happening right there. We were in the Alps, there was even a huge thunderstorm in the night, so it was very difficult also to... It was like a very engaging assignment. We slept on a tent.
It was in the Canton Vaud?
Yeah, and it was in the Canton Vaud. Next to the border with France, because the wolves actually are coming from France. Mm-hmm. The French Alps still have quite a huge presence of wolves, and now they are moving to Switzerland again. And this is generating a very interesting and difficult relationship between. It's becoming political almost, so there is a huge debate on whether to welcome them because of the benefits that they can bring, but there are like the many people that are against it because of the danger that they can bring, especially to the pastures in the Alps and the threats to the ecosystem that now is quite balanced. But that was very interesting for me because I spent time with both the shepherds, but as well as this man who is he founded an association to safeguard the wolves, and he's tracking the movement of the wolves. So for me, it was a lot about him, a lot about his figure, and a lot about what, in a way, is. You can feel, but it's invisible, because we spent like two nights trying to look to find the presence of the wolf, but at the end we didn't. So for me it was more like, what type of photography? You know? I mean, the main focus of the assignment, I can't really photograph. And so then I decided to, yes, to focus on, there is some context, as you can see, for instance, the pasture and some sheep, but also the traces, for instance, on how both men and animals change the landscape in order to adapt themselves to the. So, for instance, then the picture you see, like the nature is like changed by the crossing of the animals. And in this case, for instance, this is a picture that I was playing with, this feeling of it's a dog, but this aggressivity can remind of what the wolf. So I was like trying to give, to generate this mood. And I also used another kind of language rather than the photographic one. And that you can see in the video, but also produced some pictures. So I used infrared camera. With night vision, in order to show also what was the main kind of field in the night, because we were doing it in total absence of light. So during the day you can't really do it because it was comes at night, and so we were like totally in the dark. And I wanted to really give this sort of feeling. And that was interesting because Financial Times published the association of that kind of picture.